Let's listen in to a couple of the lessons this group discovered after spending the morning with David Sandler.
The prospect has to answer the question that you've asked, not a response to a question that he supposes or an unasked question. In other words, you have to assert an answer to the question that you've asked.
When you ask a question, make sure you get an answer to the question that you asked. Don't let him take it another direction. Go, Jimmy. We still got one more time.
Take it to the mat.
Take them to the mat, pull the trigger. I know salespeople that spend all their time training to get in front of a prospect, and when they get in front of a prospect, can't pull the trigger. When that person's sitting in front of you, you've got to realize that your family and everything that you want in life and all your dreams and desires and hopes and ambitions are sitting right in front of you. If you wimp, you just bailed out of all your commitments. If you can't pull that trigger, get in the Peace Corps. Go. And get out of sales, quick. This is no place to make a contribution to society. It's only a place to go to the bank. You go down to your local organizations and give all your time away. If you've worked so hard to get in, look, I promise, in front of a prospect, I will never embarrass you. You can follow me in on a sales call, and that guy will see you and respect you as a professional. Just give me the same courtesy. If you go out there wimping, they're going to think I'm supposed to wimp, and then I got to clean up your mess. Go, Marky.
Be persistent.
What's it mean, be persistent? Don't let him up, Mark. Come on. Exactly. What'd you play in school? You look like a tough guy. What were your sports?
I played football.
Football. What was your position, like guard or something like that?
No, I was a quarterback.
Quarterback, the real position, right? So here's what it is, Mark. You're a quarterback. You were fairly good at what you did, right? You got over the ball. Here comes all these guys running at you. What'd you say? Oh, coach, too tough. Take me out. Oh, I don't like this situation. I think I'll bail out of this one. And then you come in the insurance business, and I'm feeding you pablum for 6 months. How come I can't get what you gave the football coach? You got, Mark, it's a minute to go. The clock is moving. You're out of timeouts. You're on the two-yard line. You got a big fullback over here who's a big galumpa, right? You got a guy over here with a bad foot. Everybody's playing lousy. You got to make a quick decision. You got 27 seconds to make this decision. You got 2 yards to go to win the ball game. Clock's running. Who are you going to give that ball to, stud?
I'm going to take it myself.
Why, studdy?
I'm good. I'm going to
you ain't
going to
take any chances, are you? But here's a tough guy over. Look at this line over here. I'm going to get hurt here. What are you saying to yourself? 27 seconds. You're going to get murdered.
I'll take the chance.
Will you give me that same feeling in sales? Why do they lose it, coach? Where does it go? They come in, they go to high school, they go to college, they tough studs, fighting everybody, killing everybody. They come in and sail, and I'm sucking his thumb in the office over a 3x5 card, moving it from the left side to the right side, thinking what he's doing in between is working.
Well, hopefully you've learned some valuable lessons about being gutsy. Refer back to the CD anytime you need a self-esteem boost, anytime a tough prospect has taken the wind out of your sails. Remember, no guts, no gains.